This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch here into the second hour of the live Saturday edition, Christmas weekend edition of the show, tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll go right into your phone calls here and start things out with Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You were talking, Ian, about earlier about disposing nuclear waste and the private companies being held responsible for that. And I have a real-world example as to how that would work.
Okay, sure.
This isn't a nuclear power company, but there was a company. I lived in a town called West Chicago in Illinois, and there is a company named Kerr McGee, and they did work during World War II on the nuclear bomb. And as a result, they had a lot of thorium, which is an element. And it was in a dust form, and they claimed they didn't know it at the time, but they took the dust and gave it away to people in West Chicago who used it in their garden, because nuclear waste is really great for growing garden plants.
What?
Plants love nuclear waste.
This is a joke, right?
No, this is not a joke. This actually happened.
Okay.
So people started getting sick, and this was discovered, and it was discovered that this low radioactive element wasn't good for you. And so people started trying to get Kerr McGee to get rid of the stuff, to go about and find it all and to take it and dispose of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Kerr McGee said, well, we don't have the money to do that. So one gentleman living in West Chicago bought one share of the stock. He got a report, every quarterly report, and he went into court and he said, look, here's the money for these guys to do what we want them to do.
Oh, wow. So he busted them.
Yes, he busted them. And because he did this, the courts, and this is an example of the court systems actually working. I don't know if it would work the same today, because this went on years ago, and it's over now. But what happened was the courts made Kerr McGee go and find all the thorium that they had given away. And for years in this town, you'd see these little orange plastic fences going up, and they would shovel entire yards with dirt. Whole front yards would disappear 10 feet down.
Jeez, that's crazy.
They would take it, and they were shipping all this stuff to Utah, the same place that this guy, probably one of the same places this guy earlier was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would bring in new dirt, and they would put it down. And, I mean, this went on in yards all over town where people had, back in the 40s, had taken this powder, this dust, and used it in their gardens to grow. And so that was just a very clever way of getting a private company to pay for disposal of this stuff, as they should have done from the very beginning. I ended up costing Kerr McGee millions and millions of dollars. And anybody can just Google Kerr McGee, West Chicago Thorium, and they'll find the stories about it.
Thanks for sharing that tonight, Matt. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue. You can bring up absolutely anything. Calvin is listening to WFLA FM in Tallahassee. Calvin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guy?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I think I have the answer to immigration. I don't understand why they couldn't come up with this years ago. But just the way those people had that rally that didn't want to be sent back or deported or whatever. Whatever, however they got the message out that there were going to be these rallies all over the country, they can get the same word out that if they show up to, you know, whatever district or city hall or DMV or wherever they set up, you know, a post at for people to come and come out of the woodworks and get like a social security number. This way we can find out exactly who's here and why they're here. Given 30 days to do this, once that 30 days is up, the people that don't show up are the ones that we want to get rid of because they may have some kind of felony or something that may not qualify for possible citizenship.
I don't think you necessarily want to get rid of disobedient people. I want to get rid of my Social Security number. Is that all right with you?
Well, I mean, I guess I basically wanted to say we got to figure out, identify these people and find out who they are and why they're here.
Who cares?
Give them some kind of a, even if it's not a Social Security number, some kind of identity.
What's the obsession with all the tracking? Is it because you've been tracked? You feel like you've been tracked your whole life, so everybody else should be?
No, I
is it because you've been forced to have a government number, so everybody else should have a government number too? Is that the idea?
No, it's just to basically find out who's here and why they're here, because you got a lot of
criminals. Why is it your business?
That piggyback, you know, that come over here along with the good people.
Well, why is it your business to know who's here?
Hold on, before you go on, Ian. What are the bad things that people could do that when they came over here? What are you concerned with?
Well, that's what I mean. Years ago, in the 80s or whatever, when Fidel Castro got rid of a lot of people, he sent a bunch of drug dealers and killers and murderers over here. And rather than sending these people back, we kept them. And now look at like places like Miami. It's become a dangerous place there.
Well, but big cities are dangerous places compared to small cities anyway. And Miami isn't that much more isn't any more dangerous than most big cities. So I don't think you could blame the Mariel Boatlift for that specifically. But I understand we don't want countries sending necessarily their criminals over here, except for England and the way they set up Georgia as a penal colony, right? I mean that was originally, so the United States really was to some extent founded by criminals, right?
So is Australia.
And poor people.
Yeah, but I mean, now that we have laws in place, I mean, every time a person is kidnapped, you know, raped and murdered or whatever, to me, we don't have any safeguards up to protect these people, and these people are just coming over here from wherever they come from.
We don't have safeguards. You can carry a gun, hopefully, in the place you live.
Right. The government has stripped you of the safeguards, of the ability to be able to defend yourself. I mean, now with current technology, a 7-year-old girl can protect herself. I mean, 7-year-old is probably an exaggeration, but a 12-year-old girl can protect herself with a handgun from the biggest guy in the world. So technology has allowed humans to protect themselves against bigger humans, and that's really great. But the government is preventing people from protecting each other.
Right, I see what you're saying, but I don't understand, you know, since like that may be a long way off as far as, you know, getting a lot of cities to agree to let people carry, you know, guns like we want to.
It's a long ways off to get the government to strip immigration laws, you know, either.
Right.
I mean, the government loves control.
And that's
what they call the government.
And what I hear you asking for, Calvin, is more control. And that's just a direction that I don't want to go in. I don't want
the government tracking me because I'm concerned with what they're going to do with the information.
Yeah.
You know how Calvin? Do you know how they tracked down the Japanese Americans during
Calvin's
World War?
Calvin's gone. Calvin dropped off
just now.
Yeah. Sorry to tell you that. He's gone.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, you can ask your question anyway.
You know how the Japanese Americans prior to World War II or during World War II got picked up for the internment camps? Well, it was the census. And this is just one example of the myriad examples throughout the world that the governments have used the information they've collected in a nefarious fashion. Not to mention how many times the government has lost Social Security numbers and names and identifying information. So I don't like to give them that stuff.
Yeah, less control means more freedom, good. I don't like the idea because if they can control immigrants and they can number and track immigrants, what makes you think they're not going to be asking or demanding, rather, that they get to number and track you
Why
as
shouldn't
well?
They have cameras in our houses? For God's sake, are you doing something wrong? But it's very strange. The government officials themselves do not like to be photographed in the course of their work while we're paying them. We, the taxpayers, are paying their... So I mean, it's
they can track
strange.
Us. We can't track them. Let's go to Peter, listening in Vermont. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Peter.
The subject of conversation back to nuclear power.
Sure.
The woman who discovered the properties of radium, a French woman named Marie Curie, died of cancer. Her daughter, who was also a scientific researcher in the field of radioactivity, died of cancer. The American Academy of Science has done 7 reports starting in 1976. The 7th one came out just, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. The biological effect of ionizing radiation, the Beer 7 report.
It's certainly... if you want to hang on, we can bring it back here in a moment. You can explain what you're getting to. 800-259-9231. It's dangerous, but let the professionals handle this, what I say.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. The Saturday edition of the program, you can dial in at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, and those features include our Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and if you're a lady listener, you can get involved at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com. with their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark. They're empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 additionally off your order. LegalZoom.com.
Let's continue. I think Peter is still with us in Vermont. Peter, you had gotten into just the very beginnings of what you were trying to say. Can you go ahead and start that again?
Beer 7 report, Biological Effects on Ionizing Radiation, by the American Academy of Science. And they have come out with 7 times the same conclusion, that no amount of radiation, however infinitesimal, may not affect cell growth. In other words, radioactivity affects cell growth, and cell growth that grows unchecked is cancer.
Now, doesn't the sun radiate? Don't we get a certain amount of radiation just from the sun walking outdoors?
Yes, but why produce more of it? You know, some people get skin cancer. Why produce more of it? Let me just read you very, very quickly the effluent report, what comes out of Vermont Yankee, which is our local nuclear power plant.
Which is ancient as hell.
It's 37 years old, and they want to relicense it for another 20 years. Their report to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission lists these radioactive isotopes. Radioactive gases, krypton 85, 87, xenon 133, and argon 41, they're released periodically into the atmosphere. It's vented. It goes out the stacks, right out into the atmosphere. Goes up into the clouds, and when it rains, it comes down in the form of precipitation. Now, the guy was talking earlier about burial.
Well, doesn't it seem unfair to you
of low level radiation? Burial in Clive, Utah. Low level is not low level. It refers to the length of the half-life. It doesn't refer to the strength of the radioactivity. Okay?
My concern...
So this is some of the stuff, just really quickly, some of the stuff that's trucked out. Radioactive iodine, 131, 133, cobalt, 60, manganese, 54, strontium, 89, strontium, 90, particulates, zinc, 65, and iron 55, and I won't go on with the rest of the list because it's too goddamn long, but that is from their report to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
What you're referring to is one particular place, and it's an old nuclear power plant, and what my concern is that if we...
Wait, if we drew up a Model T Ford,
I just want to make an analogy here, man. If we pulled up a Model T Ford, chances are good it's going to pollute more than a new vehicle is, and I don't think it's fair to say this is nuclear power when, in fact, you're talking about four-decade-old technology.
Okay. Let me just give you one thing. I lived overseas for a number of years near the SIVO reactor, which was built in 1998, okay? It's the newest reactor in Europe, and it's based on our designs. Their fail-safe device, which releases the boron slurry that separates the neutrons from knocking together, which causes the heat, their fail-safe device failed twice during routine tryouts, okay? This is something that they use at the last second to save their necks, and it didn't work. And the problem is that there's no such thing as fail-safe, okay? That means like the New Orleans levees, the Minneapolis Bridge, the Titanic, things that, you know, they say, hey, this is going to work.
The New Orleans levees were
some of the things you've listed there were built by the government. And that's the organization you want to protect you from these things, right?
Not the SIVO. The SIVO reactor was the French electrical company EDF, Électricité de France, is a government.
Surprise!
So this is the organization that you hope will then protect you against these terrible things happening, right?
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission. They had one of their commissioners in 1987, Harold Denton, gave a talk during an industry seminar, and spoke out against the Mark I containment system. The Mark I has a weak containment system, and the containment system is, if there is a meltdown, that keeps all the radioactivity inside. Now, the problem is that with the Mark I, if there is a meltdown, there is very little chance that the containment system will hold.
Peter, I want to thank you for the time tonight. I appreciate the call at 800-259-9231. Doom and gloom, you know, be very scared. The nuclear power facilities are going to poison everyone and kill everybody. Then what else do you have? You've got the coal plants. You could burn some coal and put that out into the air.
That's global warming, right?
Right. What else?
Well, there's
windmills. Windmills. You could just put windmills. What if it doesn't? What if it's not breezy enough?
Then you don't have power.
No, what if you, sun, but what if there's cloud cover?
One of the ways that, obviously wind power and sun and solar power have to get used in the marketplace in order to get better, but you can say that about any kind of power.
Yeah.
Nuclear power has to have an opportunity to grow, and the government contains it, so it doesn't have an opportunity to do that. I think that if they hurt people, they should have to compensate those people for it. But if the government is running these things, or government-run monopolies are running these things, the chances of them having to compensate people are slim.
Let's continue. You can bring up absolutely anything. Scott's listening in Florida to WFTL. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live on the East Coast.
Yes. Good evening, guys. How are you doing today?
What's on your mind tonight, Scott?
Yes. Talking about the immigration, is there not a law that we could put into effect that has to do with English being the official language of America?
What do you think the punishment should be if somebody decides to speak some other language inside the geopolitical designation known as the United States?
I think that it should be harsh. I mean, if I was to go to somebody else's country, I would have to speak their language.
Well, point of clarification. Wait. When you say the official language, do you mean that should be just what the government does its business in, or is that what everyone has to do business in?
I think it should be what everyone has to do, because it offends me to see people talk their language in front of
offensive.
Me. Don't
Scott,
learn how,
the Bill of Rights doesn't give you the right to be offended at anything. But I have this question.
Not to be offended.
Right, not to be offended. You don't. That's not. It doesn't matter whether you're offended or not. You could be offended by the color of my shirt. Should we pass a law based on it?
Well, no.
Okay, great. Now, how many countries have you been to, Scott?
About eight.
And you spoke English in any of those countries?
No, I had to speak their language.
Or what?
Or they're not going to speak to me in English.
Well, if they can't speak English, then they're not going to speak to you. But I spoke English in all 13 of the countries that I've been in, and not one of them did anything to me.
I want to bring you back here, Scott. Hang on. 800-259-9231. Immigration, national language? That's Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the program. We're here live taking your calls about whatever you want. Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They are yours completely free right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Critical thinking question. Why would something that is so good for us, like government education, need to be imposed on us with the use of force and funded by the use of force? Well, maybe something else is going on. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more and get tuned in. schoolsucksproject.com. As we continue here, we've got Scott on the line listening to WFTL in Florida. And Scott, what you've proposed here tonight, as I've understood it so far, is probably one of the more outrageous ideas I've ever heard on this program. But we have some, I think, Mark, you've generated a few questions that you wanted to ask Scott. Scott, are you still there?
Yes.
Now, the proposal that you put forth was that there should be a national language in the United States, and that language should be English. And when asked for clarification, you made it clear that that wasn't just for governmental documents or something, as others had proposed, but it's for everybody. Everybody in the entire country would have to speak English, correct?
Did not our founding fathers speak English in this country?
Some of them, I'm sure.
Right. They also wrote down the First Amendment, freedom of speech, and all that. Do you believe in the freedom of speech, but it has to be in English? Is that the idea?
Yes, I do.
Now, I've got some questions. Sometimes I can sprechen Sie Espanol a little bit, and sometimes when I go to restaurants, I'll impress the people I'm with, usually white people, with the ability to speak in Spanish, and to the server. Really, all I can do is speak well enough to annoy people that actually can speak the language. But
it's impressive to white people, but not so much Spanish, right?
English speakers. Let's call them that. So I'm wondering, inside of a Spanish-speaking restaurant, you know, like a Mexican restaurant, would it be okay to speak, you know, Spanish?
That's in a Spanish restaurant. I mean, it's obvious to be known that, you know, you're in a Spanish restaurant and they're speaking Spanish. And, you know, that's their language that's there. I mean, but if you're ordering, I mean, would you not order in English?
Well, I mean, if I'm ordering in Spanish, no, I would not order in a Spanish-speaking restaurant. I would not order in English, no.
Okay.
So would I get the severe punishment then that you're referring to?
No.
Okay. Now, I've got another question. I figured that, you know, that it would be very difficult to translate tortillas into tortillas. Everybody's got to order tortillas. So that one seemed obvious to me, but I just wanted to ask the question. Now, I got another one. What if I decide to speak to my friend Ian over here who can, you know, just barely get by in Spanish? What if we decide, as regular English speakers whose lineage is unbesmirched by the offensiveness of foreign languages, at least in the past few generations.
Are you American or are you not American? This is what America was founded upon. America was founded upon the basic ideas of we the people, as to say, we, the Americans, not we, everybody else that wants to join in.
I understand that groups are all about who you exclude. I've got that. I'm just trying to figure the groundwork of what you're talking about is the severe punishment for speaking other languages here in the United States. And I'm an American, and Ian, you know, you were born here in the geopolitical designation known as the United States. And I want to know, Scott, what happens if we, good old American white kids, decide to speak another language inside the geopolitical designation known as the United States if your little rule gets passed? I mean, would we be punished severely?
Well, then we wouldn't be Americans, would we?
We would.
We'd be Americans speaking another language.
Hola. Yo puedo hablar en español, and I'm still an American. I didn't change when I spoke that.
We are a third world country now. We are
what are you talking about? Third world country.
Are you for real?
This is what America has come to.
Are you putting me on?
Do you think that speaking other languages is going to make us a third world country?
It's not worth anything, and we're a third world country.
So you think that English, the speaking of English, has made us the most popular, the most powerful nation on the planet?
Do we not know? Do people not know us of us as being English and as
Who's
of
us?
What we are?
Let's talk about the punishment side of this. I just want to know.
Before you go on, I want to know a little bit more about the people from Louisiana. I know they've got French heritage, and that French is spoken in Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go after those Americans who speak a foreign language?
Well, they know the language. I can't say that they don't know the language.
Oh,
they
so
know the language just as well.
You only want to punish people who speak foreign languages who don't know English?
Well, you know, this is why we have the problem in this country anyways. It's not because of what happened during 9/11. Is it not because we're letting our borders and just let everybody come into the country?
No.
This is what happened?
The United States, 9/11 occurred because the United States government and the politicians have troops in a whole bunch of countries in the Middle East, and those people in the Middle East are sick and tired of United States troops being on their land.
Yeah.
How would you feel if say, Red China put troops on in our country?
Still there?
It could very well happen.
It could.
I have to say,
how would you feel about it?
Look at how much we owe China.
You didn't answer the question.
That's very well on us.
How would you feel about it?
How would I feel?
Yeah.
What can I do about it?
Well, I suppose if Red China was putting troops on the soil and propping up a dictator, which I will call King Fahd, the late King Fahd of Saudi Arabia, that you may get so upset that you perhaps go over to Beijing and decide to do something terrible to innocent people over there in order to catch their attention.
That makes sense to you, Scott? Does it seem possible to you?
You know where Beijing is?
Still thinking? You still gears turning on that one? You still there? Scott, you didn't hang up, did you? Oh. 800-259-9231.
We can solve the problems in America by just getting people to speak English.
Force them to. Force them. Severe punishment. I wanted to know what the severe punishment was.
I want to know what the punishment is going to be for saying foreign words like Florida. Land of the flowers, right?
This guy, remember when we were in Washington, D.C., and we went into that Chinese food place, and we ordered that just a little hole in the wall in Chinatown. Went in there, and those folks, you know, God bless them, they didn't speak a word of English.
Not one lick.
But we managed to successfully order our General Tso's and whatever that was. You had your beef, pepper beef steak, or whatever.
Yeah.
We managed to order our food. They managed to get it out to us. We managed to get the plasticware that we needed to get. And
they took our money.
Yeah, they took our money and gave us the correct change. And we managed to eat the food, and everything was good, and all was well. This guy jumped over the counter and put the handcuffs on those folks.
Well, they're not good Americans.
Come on. What this country was founded on, Scott, is the ability for people to come here
freedom.
From wherever the hell it is they're coming from, to get out of wherever the hell hole they're coming from, whatever third world dictatorship or whatever it is they're leaving, to come here and make a better life for themselves. And in many cases, that means in a group of them coming here, not knowing a lick of English, but knowing each other and being able to come here and make a life, and then eventually, over generations, learning English. That's what happens. The first generation, not so good usually at picking it up, but the second and third generations, they've usually pretty much got it spot on, because it makes sense to learn English.
Yeah, the numbers are in the upper 90th percentile for third generation and lower 90th percentile for the second generation.
It's a natural process, because most people speak English in the country. It makes sense to learn English because
you want to do business with them.
Right. It makes you more marketable. It makes you a better employee. It makes you more able to get larger, a wider array of work and jobs and things like that. So people already have the natural incentive they need to go out and do this. You don't need to get the government out there and threaten people over this.
But I don't think that I, as a taxpayer, should be forced to translate every government document out there into 600 different languages for anybody who happens along.
Well, I don't think the government should exist. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong, and how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. It is the Christmas weekend edition. We're here, as we always are, Saturday nights, taking your calls at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we continue here, and by the way, if you want to help support the show, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com. We've got graphics and flyers and banners and stuff like that, different ways for you to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, and by the way, I want to welcome our newest radio affiliate, KBCT. They call it Info FM, 94.5 Info FM in Waco, Texas, on board with us now for Saturday nights. They're taking a couple hours every Saturday night, so welcome aboard everybody in Waco and Waco listening area. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Glenn in Missouri on the Amp Line. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, good evening. I was just calling in because there's been a number of calls regarding nuclear energy and the effects of radiation, and I have a lot of experience in that, and there seems to be a lot of bad information being put out.
All right. Well, the last guy called in saying that a nuclear plant here in the Vermont area, or I guess across the river from us over in Vermont, is just spewing all kinds of nasty stuff up into the sky, and it's raining down on everybody.
Well, you know, he's partially correct and partially wrong on that. There are actually some levels of radioactivity that can be released from commercial nuclear plants. This is something that I actually worked with directly. And but the type of things he was talking about, the gases that are released, are the argon and the xenon and krypton and such, are inert gases. They're not particulate. They can't rain out of the atmosphere, and they're very short-lived, and really, there's really no hazard whatsoever to them because, you know, we all are exposed to low levels of radiation. That's part of living, and the amount of radiation you might be exposed from those is so small. It's a small fraction of what you get in a year from normal causes.
Interesting. I mean, yeah, there's radiation everywhere at some low levels, and what he was claiming is that all levels of radiation are dangerous.
Right, right. And then that goes back to the old saying, you know, that the dose is the poison, is that, you know, we're in a chemical environment, and low levels of certain of many chemicals, you know, is not harmful. But if you increase the dose, then it can reach a level where it becomes harmful.
Very good. What else did you want to share with us? What about the disposal?
Well, that's another thing. I spent time in the Navy also, and there, I don't know if they still do it now, but when I was in 25, 30 years ago, we did actually discharge radioactive liquids when we're like more than 100 or 200 miles out at sea.
Hmm. Oh, so it is true that the Navy dumps radioactive liquids.
As of 20 years ago.
I don't know if they still do.
20 years ago, okay.
But they did, you know, 25, 30 years ago. Now, I never saw any 55-gallon drums full of waste getting dumped overboard. That doesn't say it didn't happen. If it did, it wasn't the normal way of doing things. The other thing, the one guy called in and mentioned Hanford, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they used to do processing of uranium and everything for nuclear weapons. The government did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that is one of the nastiest, you know, polluted Superfund sites in the country.
So it was the government that was doing that?
Oh, yeah. It is just really, really nasty.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much as far as nuclear energy goes, you know, we right now here we have the commercial nuclear industry basically has second-generation plants. And the third and now even fourth-generation plants are designed so much simpler and designed to use natural means to fail safely and are so much less expensive to build that, you know, Japan can build these newer plants like in 2 years from groundbreaking to producing electricity. So the technology has improved a great deal. We're still using old technology.
Because it's been locked down, right? I mean, the U.S. federal government will not allow new nuclear facilities to be constructed.
Well, it's not that the government won't allow. It's that with the way the courts work and everything else that the commercial electrical generation companies are very intimidated from starting the process because they'll get tied up in court.
Interesting.
So just trying to build one, you mean they'll get tied up? Not because of what they've done as far as producing radioactive material.
Right. Just trying to build one, the environmental groups will, you know, take them to court over this and that and just try to extend the time to prevent them from bringing the plant online.
Thanks for sharing all that tonight.
So that's what prevents new ones from being built?
Right. Although I have heard recently that there are a few utilities that are actually in the process of getting the construction licenses to build. And I think within the next probably 5 years, you'll start to see a few permits issued and a few new plants.
I'm glad to know I was wrong about that. I'm very glad to know
that. So what do you think the future of energy is? Do you think it's going to be renewable resources like windmills or hydropower or solar power, or do you think it's going to be nuclear?
Well, I mean, the market is so distorted. You know, nuclear has had a lot of subsidization by government, but, you know, wind and solar and all these are getting subsidized also. You know, government just needs to get out of it and let the market work.
Thanks for that, Glenn. I appreciate the info and the expertise, and thanks for your call tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dwight, listening to WFLA in Florida. Dwight, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, Dwight. You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just wanted to mention that about the power plants. We got a power plant down here in Tampa, Florida, and it runs on jet engines. We got four jet engines, and it's called the Gannon plant. It's been in service since 1958. And at any time that you look at that plant during the day, ain't a bit of smoke coming out of them stacks. It's just a heat vapor. What do you think about jet engines?
I think you've got to power them with something.
Yeah, what is actually you're feeding into the engines?
Whatever they use for the jet fuel, I guess regular jet fuel that they use on the jet airplanes.
Hey, whatever works, man, if that's the case.
And
then,
it's clean.
Okay.
Cool. And we got one plant down south of it. It's called the Big Bend plant. They just built it probably about 6-8 years ago. It's coal-fired. And every time you look down there, smoke coming out of them stacks all the time.
Thanks, Dwight, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let the market decide. If jet fuel is the best, then okay.
Yep. As far as I'm concerned, if somebody's dropping particulate matter, which is what smoke is, on my property, that's pollution.
Let's go to Ted, listening in Georgetown. Ted, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Ted, where's Georgetown? Which Georgetown are you in?
Yeah, Delaware.
Delaware. Okay, very good. Listening to WGMD. Go ahead.
Tim, not Ted.
Okay, Tim. Sorry about that.
All right. That's okay. First of all, I believe that our greatest threat to our freedoms are our unelected officials.
Yeah, I would say they're pretty threatening. I mean, the agents that will enforce their every diktat are pretty threatening as well, but the government in general is the greatest threat to freedom.
They are. And also, we've had a couple of sex offenders in Delaware and Wicomico County and on the eastern shore of Maryland and in Delaware. And the boy did his bad, dirty deed, and he threw the little girl in the ditch.
How awful.
And he is a repeat sex offender, and he is on the highest threat. And he moved from Delaware to Maryland. And, what do we do with these people?
Well, usually before they get caught, we elect them to office.
yeah, right.
That was a serious question, though.
I don't know. you know, if somebody harms someone else, I think they should...
they should be paying restitution first and foremost.
I think they should restitute the person. I think that there's a certain level of individual who is too much of a danger to society to be free.
Well, this guy took this little girl, 11 years old,
mm-hmm.
and she trusted him. And he took her and did his dirty deed and threw her in a ditch.
Yep. That's a horrid.
And, what do we, right now the government wants to buy a place in Illinois and put the people from
Guantanamo
Bay.
Right.
And why can't we place these sex offenders? And, we know what they're going to do. Eventually, they will kill someone.
I think that when you're talking about the worst of sex offenders out there, it does seem like it's a matter of time for these really, truly sick individuals. I think that it's difficult. It's dangerous to use the terminology sex offender because a lot of times, the government classifies people who are peeing in the woods or peeing on the side of a building or peeing out in public or people that, young men that have sex with a younger girl or something like that. They classify all these people as sex offenders, too, and I think that makes for a dangerous...
If somebody's dangerous, whether they're a sex offender or just a murderer, or, somebody that's an arsonist or whatever, they should be paying restitution to their victims, being given the chance to make a better life for themselves if they show the proclivity toward that. If they don't, then keep them away from me and my family. Thanks for the call tonight. More coming up. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.